The first exercise, yes and no, which one thinks could be done in the head, is logically done in Eurythmy with the feet. Stand upright, just feel your body. Make yourself clear, that's my right foot, that's my left foot. And please start with the left leg. And make with the left leg a big circle forward and place it in front of you. That's the gesture of yes. Then come back. Stand still. Take your right leg and make half a circle to the back. Place it. No. Come back to the center with a straight line. Yes, half a circle with the left leg. Place it, be in front. Straight line back. Right leg, half a circle towards the back. No. One more time. Left leg. Yes. And no. It's the left leg which goes to the side and then forwards. Left. Yes. And the exercise is done in a way that you do 10 times yes. Yes. And again. Yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes, and the tenth time, yes. Then you close your feet and you do 10 times, no. 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 And no. And no. And no. And no. And if I'm right, now, the tenth time, no. And then, to conclude, we do the same movements, but one after another, yes and no. Left starts forward. Yes and no and yes and no and yes and no and yes. And no, and yes, 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 and no, and yes. We've made it. And no. Wonderful. Just stand. Relax. How do I feel now? How do my legs feel now? Does my chest feel squeezed? Because all energy has been drawn downwards? Or does my chest feel fuller, enriched? Both is possible. Just do my legs feel tired or enlivened? Things like that. In order to enrich this realm, try not to be with all your concentration where you move. In Eurythmy, one of the basic principles is I work somewhere else is where the movement takes place. So try to have a wide feeling in your chest to open here and move your leg forward. And then come back. And then we do the no movement. And just try. I open here. I don't use my hand, that's not necessary. But I make my chest wide. And this, I move my leg. And I go forward. And I make my chest wide, forward. And that's something you can try. Am I able to just move my leg by using my chest? Or what's not physically, but with the feeling here. Another thing I would say is when you do the movement forward, feel what it is like to be in front. Okay. And if you do it two more times, just all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm in front. No. Huh? The third time, yes, I move forward. And then come back. And then we do the same towards the back. We do it maybe three times again. I use my chest. I move. Oh, I move backwards. Okay, that feels like that. Another time, I feel, okay. And then a third time, I use it for the right, left and right, and we go back. The point comes, the question of the middle, where we make the change front and back. And that you have the feeling, oh, now it's taking place here. I make the step forward. I'm in front. I come back and I move towards the back. And in a way, it starts like a heart and lung beat. Yeah. Okay. Forward and backward. And the last time, forward, and I experience it in the realm of the chest and back. Yeah, that your movement is not just a movement with the legs. That's just a half a circle. But when you do the exercise, it starts to become, okay, I'm in front. Okay, now I'm in back. I'm in front. And you start to create a moving, a living middle in you and start to experience that.